joining us in studio in his second year with the Bills in the league is running back Jonathan Williams. Jonathan, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
How has this week gone for you? What do you think of this week, and how is it different than last couple of weeks with the workouts you had?
It's definitely a little different just because we actually get to get on the field and, you know, play football. It's been exciting. You know, we have a new coaching staff who I have nothing but great things to say about, you know, headed by Coach McDermott, who's been a great coach so far. So everybody seems excited. Everybody seems like they've been buying into the program.
This being, what, your second year in the league, how's this offseason different than last year's offseason?
A lot different just because of a number of things. One, you know, I kind of already know what to expect just because I've been here for a year. Two, also because last year I was coming off of an injury. So not only did I not play my last college season, but I moved up a level, you know, mm-hmm. in the game to a faster paced game. So it was kind of shocking, you know, but now I've been able to get a great offseason in. You know, I know what to expect, so I'm definitely excited for this upcoming season.
We have talked to a couple of your teammates this week, and they mentioned even before this week that they thought it would be different when the coaches are on the sidelines at practice as opposed to just the conditioning work that you had prior to this. Have you felt that, and is it a different tempo, a different feeling
definitely.
To practice?
Definitely. Whenever you're just working out, you try to go, you know, full speed, and you try to do everything full pace, but it's just a different level of speed whenever you're competing against a guy. You know, whenever you don't want to take that loss against a one-on-one, or you burst, you know, after you make a run, you burst 30 yards down the field. You know, it's just a different tempo when you're competing. So you definitely see that out there on the field.
But there's no hitting right now, right?
Just, no hitting, yeah.
Just drills?
Just drills.
Like individual drills? How does it work right now?
A little bit of individual, a little bit of team, you know, team setting, but definitely no contact or anything like that.
With Jonathan Williams, Bills' second-year running back, and you mentioned it. I tend to forget that you did not play in your season, senior season at college, and so last year, your rookie year here was really a comeback year for you, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel as the season went along that you were kind of getting back to full strength?
Definitely. I mean, it was just different, you know, not hearing even football terminology for a year. You know, I tried to stay in the meeting rooms as much as possible, but it's a lot different when you don't hear a play call. You're not in the huddle, you know, so and you come back to you know, the National Football League. So it was definitely a learning curve for me, but I've been around some great guys. LeSean McCoy, you know, he's a great running back. Reggie Bush has taught me a lot last year. So Mike Gillisley, he taught me a lot last year. So I'm definitely excited about this year.
It took until the third week before you played, right, the Arizona mm-hmm. home game.
Yeah.
What were you feeling that game? Because you had a chance to, you know, be inactive the first two games, and then here's Arizona, you're in the lineup. What did you feel about your first game back in more than a year?
I was anxious, you know, anxious to try to I'm my biggest critic, you know, definitely. I want to be able to showcase what I can do, and I want to, you know, any mistakes that I make, I'm the hardest on myself. So I definitely was excited, and, you know, Phyllis can't really express how I felt that day. You know, it was a lot of emotions
sure.
running.
Now, fast forward, now you're in your second season. You have your first full off season in the NFL. So things are going to be a little bit different. You probably are in a little bit better shape than you were coming
Definitely.
In from last year. What are your personal expectations for this season?
All team expectations. You know, I definitely have personal goals, but the team comes first. You know, Sean McDermott, Coach McDermott has set the standard for that. And, you know, we want to do everything playoff caliber. You know, everything that we do from the way that we eat, the way that we take the field, everything has to be playoff caliber. So, you know, everybody's buying into that program, his program, and I'm definitely buying into it as well. So no real personal goals that I want to put out there. Definitely have them, but, mm-hmm. You know, anything that I want to talk about is team goals.
The coaching staff is new, and you're getting to know some of these guys. Tell me about your new position coach, Kelly Skipper. How is it working with him? What have you learned from him in this early stage so far?
He's a really good guy. He's a guy that I'm really familiar with, actually, because of the little time that I spent at the Senior Bowl doing some of the individual work. He was my running back coach at the Senior Bowl, so
okay.
I have a little bit of experience with him, and he's a really good coach. His dad is an NFL coach as well, so he comes from a good tree of knowledge of, you know, football and things like that. So he's experienced, and we're excited to have him in our room.
And the Bills have Juan Castillo as offensive line coach and run game coordinator, which is a little different. Yeah. How much interaction do you guys, the backs, have with Coach Castillo, and what do you see his role maybe being for this team?
He's actually the guy that installs the run. So each day, each new run that we put in, he installs and he tells us the ins and outs of each run. So the running game, me and Shady have been talking about the running game. We love it. You know, it's a really good scheme. So I think we can do some big things with that.
They added some new faces to the running back room, and Mike Tolbert and Patrick DeMarco.
Yeah.
First of all, Mike Tolbert, what type of personality has he had?
He has a lot of personality. You know, he's a dancer. He mm-hmm. has a lot of energy. He comes in the room with a lot of energy. He's a veteran guy with a lot of knowledge as well, so it's definitely fun to have him in the room.
And then Patrick DeMarco, what's he been like?
He's a really, really smart guy, really athletic, really, really athletic. So he definitely keeps us on our toes. We'll be out there in the walkthrough. He'll be quizzing me on the side, you know, making mm-hmm. sure that I know what I have. So he's a really, really great leader and a smart guy as well.
Those two guys have played in the last two Super Bowls and ironically lost both of the last two Super Bowls. So what have they been able to give you since they've been on those two teams?
I haven't really talked to him about the loss. I'm sure nobody wants to talk about losing the Super Bowl, but just like I said, their leadership. You know, those guys have been through it. I think this is Mike Tolbert's 10th year in the league. Patrick carries himself like it's his 15th year in the league, how smart he is and how savvy he is. So I'm just learning preparation and just different things of the game to increase my knowledge.
With Jonathan Williams, Bill's second-year running back, as the Bills work through the final day of their three-day veteran minicamp this week. When you said Tolbert is a dancer, did you mean when he gets in the end zone, or do you see him dancing in the locker room?
Yeah, he'll dance a little bit in the weight room. You know,
I bet he does.
Come try to pump some guys up, get ready to lift. So he's definitely an energy guy.
Hey, Jonathan, you got limited work last year. You played in 11 games. Was there one game last year where you felt like you turned the corner, like this is what I can do? This is you felt like maybe you showed what you can do to help a team win. Any of those games you had last year in the 11?
Against the Bengals a little bit. Was able to – LeSean went out a little bit with the injury, and me and Mike really kind of had to play a lot towards the end of the game, and I felt like I had some pretty decent runs. Still not – where I wanted to be. Like I said, I'm the hardest on myself, so still never was satisfied with that, but definitely felt like, okay, I know I can play at this level, and I'm excited to keep getting better every day.
Last year, you were behind Mike Gillislee, and this year, obviously, everybody knows Mike Gillislee has now received that offer sheet from the Patriots. What goes through your mind when you see that he got an offer sheet from another team and might not be here?
Just continue with my preparation. You know, nothing changes. Mike was probably one of my closest friends on the team. I hung out with him basically every day last year. So, mm-hmm. But every day is a competition. You know, every day I was trying to beat him out, and that's not any negative thing on him. But every day, you know, I work to try to be the best I can be. So, my preparation isn't going to change. I'm still going to prepare to try to be the best running back I can be.
Have you talked to Gillislee much since he got the offer sheet and maybe taking his temperature, what his plans are, what he thinks might happen?
I haven't really, but from what I understand, it's not really much he can do.
Not
so
in his hands right now. Probably for a guy, you know, Gillislee came into the league when he did. You came in the fifth round. For a guy who's been a backup, to get an offer sheet, to get a chance to make a lot more money, that's a significant milestone in his career, right? And maybe something to shoot for any other guy who's a backup around the league.
Definitely, definitely. I'm excited for him. Like I said, he's one of my closest friends on the team. So just to see, you know, how much work that he put in last year and to see it pay off, it's definitely exciting to see as a friend.
Last question I have for you. The running back position in this league, people talk about it. It's a passing league. Is the running back position going away? Now, your answer is going to be biased because you're a running back. But what's your thoughts on people saying that the running back the running back position is going away?
It's definitely not going away. I know I hear a lot of people say that you can get a good running back in any round, but that's any position.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady is arguably the best quarterback of all time. He was drafted in the sixth round. Yeah. Julian Edelman is a guy that's a great player. It's a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. Chris Harris was undrafted.
Right.
You know, he's a great player. So you can get great players anywhere. It's not just running backs. It's any player in the league, you know. So I definitely don't think the running back position should be devalued. I think any team that makes it far in the playoffs and makes that playoff run has a good set of running backs. So it's definitely an important position.
Last thing I have for you, Jonathan, we talked about Gillislee and the opportunity he may have. When that happened earlier this week, do you feel in any sense like the door is open for me now? There's opportunity for me here. At the very least, Gillislee was taking up a spot on the depth chart that was probably a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, those thoughts run through your mind. Also, excitement for him runs through my mind just because of how close we are. But definitely it runs through my mind. And it's just, like I said, it's not going to change my preparation just because of my preparation was always all ready to be the best I could be. So it doesn't increase anything, make me want to work harder. I can't work any harder than I already work because I've always wanted to be the best. So I definitely have those thoughts in my head, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Thanks for this. Good luck the rest of the way this offseason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jonathan Williams, Bills running back in his second year, joining us in the studio.